another question, now getting even more specific, more medafik in the pasuk. Okay, fine, let's accept the fact. In the list of what we do to Hashem, it says to do all Hashem's dinim. And in the list of what Hashem does for us, it also says that we'll do all Hashem's mitzvahs. But there's a difference. In the list of what we'll do for Hashem, it divides up three different types of mitzvahs. There's chukim, laws that I don't know what they mean, I don't understand them, like paraduma, shatnas. There's mishpatim, laws that are logical, even if it wouldn't be in the Torah, like paying back if you steal, and so on. And there's mitzvahs, which are the regular mitzvahs, like Shabbos and Pesach and so on, that we have a mitzvah from Hashem with a reason. Divide it up, the three categories, chukim, mishpatim, mitzvahs. But on the list of what Hashem does for us, it just says mitzvahs, v'lishma kol mitzvayso. It just says mitzvahs. Why isn't it divided up over there also? Why on the list of what I'm doing for Hashem, I divide up chukim, mishpatim, mitzvahs, but on the list of what Hashem does for me, which also says that I'm going to do the mitzvahs, I just say mitzvahs. I don't divide it, chukim, mishpatim, and mitzvahs. Those are the questions. And the answer is very, very fundamental in understanding this time of year and in understanding very many things in the Torah. There are phrases that get thrown around and they become cheapened because they're thrown around. We know that there's different types of hisayrus to avodas Hashem. There's a hisayrus to serve Hashem that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu inspires me. I find myself inspired for no reason. I just find myself inspired. That's a hisayrus milamayla. I just find myself drawn to Hashem. That's what the Svarim call Yisarusa Dewa'ela. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just is mashpia, his ruchni is on me. I find myself spiritual. I find myself uplifted. That's coming from Hashem. And sometimes it's not so easy. Sometimes we don't feel that shefa coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rather, we have to motivate ourselves and push ourselves and try to bring ourselves up to feel that inspiration. And that's called Yisarusa Dewa'sato. That's Yisarus that comes from below. That's Yisarus that comes from us. So there's Hisayrus that comes from above, and there's Hisayrus that comes from below. Different times in a person's service of Hashem, sometimes he has Siyata Deshmaya, and for no reason at all, he's tremendously Nisayr. Sometimes it's a battle to fight. He doesn't feel that power, that inspiration, and he has to go ahead and fight that battle and inspire himself. Yisarusa de la'ela and Yisarusa de la'sata. Before the ego, before Klal Yisrael served the golden calf, before the ego, relative to after the ego, the Avodas Hashem of Klal Yisrael was like Yisarusa de la'ela. They were drawn to do the Torah. They were completely pure. They were back to the Madrega Adam Kaidem Machet. They were drawn to serve the Rebbein Shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a mashal to it is the fact that when they came to Har Sinai in the morning of Mount Torah, Hashem was already there waiting for them. They didn't have to go bring Hashem down to Har Sinai. Hashem was there waiting for them. Hashem came down before Klal Yisrael did anything. Hashem was ready to give the Torah without Klal Yisrael pushing. That's before Klal Yisrael did an Aveira. After Klal Yisrael did the Chetah Ego, it's not so easy anymore. You don't get the Hashpa of Torah, the understanding of Torah, and the closest to Hashem so easily. It doesn't come down so easily from Hashem. In order to ignite, in order to turn on the faucet, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should teach us Torah and we should be close to Him, we have to take steps towards Hashem first. Yisarusa de l'sata. We have to be ma'ir ourselves first. If you want a dogma for this, and it's not a coincidental dogma, it's a real dogma, it's look at the luchais. Look at the first luchais, which was before the ego, and look at the second luchais, which was after the ego. The first luchais, Moshe Rabbeinu did not have to do anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu found the rock, formed it, and wrote on it. It came completely from Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu just had to open his hands, and he got it. After the eagle, it wasn't so simple. After the eagle, Hashem tells Moshe, you find the rock, you carve it out, and then I'll write on it. So the second luchas, they have to first, before the Hisayrus Milamayla, before Hashem teaches His Torah, there has to be a Hisayrus Milamata. Moshe has to go and find the rock and chisel it out and create a shape and then bring it to Hashem. He was Ma'ir himself, he pushed himself, and then Hashem will write the Torah on it. So that's the difference between the Kabbalah Satayra of before the Eagle, Kabbalah Satayra of after the Eagle. Before the Eagle was an easier world. before we did a chait, it was with almost no effort. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is relative to after. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching Torah. We don't even have to carve out the luchas. We just have to open our hands and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching Torah. After the ego, we need a lot more effort to be making ourselves and to push through confusion sometimes, distractions, difficulties, yetzer haras, gashmias. We have to push and push and push until we create a kli muchan, a vessel that's ready to be mekabel Torah. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching us. Moshe Rabbeinu, as the Ramban says, just finished explaining the Torah. Now he tells us, Rabbi Isai, there's a relationship between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let me explain to you how it goes. First, you have to be Meroimim Hashem. First, you have to create, make Hashem great. You have to give Hashem the royalty. That's first. And only after that will HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will Hashem make you royal. That's why first it says, Es Hashem He'emarta. You have uplifted Hashem. That's the first step in the relationship between you and Hashem. You have to take that step towards Hashem. Es Hashem He'emarta. The reaction to that is Vashem He'emircha. Yeah, the reaction to that is, then Hashem says, and I'll respond in kind, and I'll uplift you up higher than all the goyim, and so on. That's what's going on in these psukim. And Moshe Rabbeinu finishes the Torah, he's defining the relationship between Klal Yisrael and Hashem. Take those steps towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, es Hashem he'emarta, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take those steps towards you, v'Hashem he'emircha. If you do the Mispar Katan, Agav, you work out the Mispar Katan, Mispakatan is a type of gematria, a type of way of figuring out the numbers, that we take off all the zeros. Aleph is 1, Beis is 2, Gimel is 3, no, Tes is 9, Yud should be 10, and we consider that 1 also. We start over. Chaf should be 20, we consider it 2, and then by Kuf also. Kuf should be 100, we consider it 1, and Reish should be 200, we consider it 2. If you work out the Mispakatan of Es Hashem He'emarta, it equals exactly the Mispakatan of Vashem He'emircha. It works out exactly. Which it also equals the misbrakatan of chativa achas, which is that lashon of the Gemara that you made me into a great treasure and I'll make you into a great treasure. Atem asisuni chativa achas and I'll make you a chativa achas. But my point over here is that the es Hashem he'emarta is exactly equal to v'Hashem he'emircha. First, you take that step towards Hashem, and then Hashem takes an equal step towards you. Torah is a tremendous, tremendous thing. Who could understand Torah? It's a tremendous, tremendous thing to understand Torah fully. And even whatever little bit we understand is only with Siyata Dishmaya. So we could push to try to understand the Torah, to try to do the mitzvahs, to try to be close to Hashem. But as the Gemara says in Kiddushin, El Molei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizreyeina Yachaloi. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't help us, we will not succeed in learning Torah and in fulfilling the Torah. We can't succeed if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't help us. El Molei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizrei Eina Yachalei. That's what's going on in the Pesukim. You uplifted Hashem to do His mitzvahs, to do His chukim and mishpatim. Then Hashem will uplift you, that He'll give you the ability to actually do His mitzvahs. That's why it says it on the second list also. Some Sefer says this. We can't do Hashem's mitzvahs without His help. But we have to try. It has to be on the list of what I'm doing for Hashem, that I'm going to do Hashem's mitzvahs. But who could understand fully Hashem's mitzvahs, and who could accomplish Hashem's mitzvahs fully? So it's on the list also of what Hashem does for me. If I do what I can, if I work as hard as I can, es Hashem he'emarta, to do Hashem's mitzvahs, so then in return, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will, Hashem will allow me to be successful. Hashem he'emircha, on the list of what Hashem does for me also, is v'lishmar kol mitzvosef, to do all of His mitzvahs. It's on the same list. That's the answer to that question that we asked. How it is that keeping Hashem's mitzvahs is on the list of what Hashem does for us. Because even the ability to do His mitzvahs we can't do on our own. But first, we have to take the first step. Es Hashem he'emarta, to do the mitzvahs. And then Hashem he'emircha, Hashem will actually give you the ability to do the mitzvahs. The lishma kol mitzvosef, it's a reward. The ability to do Torah is in itself a reward. It's a self-rewarding thing. Okay, now to answer, take it a step further, to answer the differences. The fact that in our minds, it's divided up, mitzvahs, chukim, and mishpatim, is really a lack of understanding. there's a mitzvah, let's say, of eating matzah on Pesach, which is a mitzvah that came from Hashem. It's a godly mitzvah. We would never have known to do it without Hashem. It's a completely divine, and it has a reason. Then there are mitzvahs that are completely from Hashem that don't seem to have a reason, like Parah Aduma, Shatnas. We struggle to understand the reason. We don't understand the reason. And then there are mitzvahs that we don't understand what's so divine about them. They're pashut. In order to live, you damage someone, you have to pay them back. It's obvious. That's a chisaron. Everything that's in the Torah is equally a mitzvah. It's equally a divine commandment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have to do for esoteric and halakhic reasons. The mishpat, it's a chisaron that we look at it as, that has nothing inherently to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way people live together. If I damage them, I have to pay back. No, just like matzah is avodas Hashem, paying back damages is an equal avodas Hashem. We just don't understand that so well. We don't see the divinity of it, the kedusha of it, as much as we do when we're being mekayim the mitzvah of laning a certain parsha or doing a certain avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. Chukim for sure. It's a lack of understanding. We pasha don't understand. So that's the pshat. When we're talking about our kiyum mitzvahs, so then we divide it in terms of our chisaron, that we don't understand how everything fits under the rule of mitzvahs of Hashem. Some things don't seem to fit into that rule. They're mishpatim, they're dinim. They're just logical things. Goyim have the same dinim. And some things are so high that we can't even begin to understand any reasons for them, and that's chukim. And when we're struggling, in the Es Hashem HaEmarta, in our struggle, we divide it up. Lishmar, chukav, mitzvaysav, mishpatav. The different categories. But when Hashem is teaching us the Torah, in the Vashem HaEmircham, we're being makabel shefa from Hashem, again, everything is relative. But relative to the understanding that we had before HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Siyata Dishmaya, the result of Hashem teaching us Torah, L'mashal, when the ultimate teaching Torah of Hashem, which is going to be when Mashiach comes, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reveal all the secrets of the Torah to us. The result of that revelation is going to be that there's not going to be a difference between our understanding of if I damage someone I have to pay back and eating matzah on Pesach and wearing shatnas and not wearing shatnas. All of them will equally see their source in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and their necessary source in HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the reason. So when we're talking about Hashem teaching Torah, there's a much greater understanding. And with a much greater understanding, it's all equally commandments of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in the first side where it's me struggling to understand, then we say the different parts. Certain parts are mishpatim, certain parts are chukim, certain parts are mitzvahs. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching it to me, then it's equally the lishmar kol mitzvaysav. And that's the diuk in the words. In the first part, as Hashem HaMarit, it doesn't say any kol, to do all the mitzvahs. It just says to do his mitzvahs, his chukim, and his mishpatim. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will uplift me that I'll be able to do all his mitzvahs. In other words, even those things that I referred to before as chukim and mishpatim, the kol is l'rabbis. It's marba, that's all considered mitzvahs. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a reason. A mitzvah is something that we see that it's from Hashem with a reason. When Hashem teaches it to us, l'mashal la'asid lavay, or to a smaller extent, every time we learn and we get an insight from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, so that creates a situation where it obliterates the lines between mitzvahs, chukim, and mishpatim. Just like after the Egel, we have to take the steps towards Hashem to understand Torah. Psalucha, form the luchas yourself. You have to take the steps towards Hashem before Hashem comes and returns by taking steps towards you. The same thing is true in this time of year. This time of year, we're coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do tshuva for chataim. We're doing tshuva. We want to return to Hashem. We want to repent for the things that we've done wrong. Now we know that the Gemara describes the Tkufa of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur as Behiyosei Karev. It's the time that Hashem is close. Hashem becomes close to us on Rosh Hashanah and Aseret Yemei Teshuva, the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and on Yom Kippur. Hashem draws close to us. But in order to be Zeicha that Hashem should draw close to us, just like Moshe Rabbeinu had to carve the Luchos first, we also have to take a step first. That's what Elul is all about. Elul is about us being makdim, us preceding Hashem's coming, and going out to greet Hashem. the king is coming, we're in the streets going out to greet him. We're not waiting in our living room for him to show up. That's what El is all about. That's the what we're going to say on Slichas on Matzah Shabbos. The Slichas before Rosh Hashanah, we say the Moitzayim Menucha on Matzah Shabbos, Ki Damnucha Tchila. We have preceded you first, we tell Hashem. We're coming to you before you come to us. That's the way you do tshuva. We take the steps towards Hashem. We don't wait for Hashem to come to us. Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming down to this world. We're going to be there first. Ki damnucha tchila, we're coming first. Es Hashem ha'emarta. First we're ma'ayr. Ourselves to become close to Hashem. And then Hashem comes close to us. That's the pasuk. Ani l'daydi. I am to my beloved. And only then, v'daydi li, my beloved is to me. That's why that pasuk is a description of El. Ani l'daydi, and then v'daydi li. Rosh Hatavis, El. And I was so happy to find that the Sfasemes on this week's parasha says, as Hashem he'emarta v'Hashem he'emircha, he says the following words. He says, you have to do your shir, and then Hashem will do his. You have a hisayrus milamata will cause a hisayrus milamayla. He says that, exactly like we said. And he says, and that's what the pasuk says, ani l'doidi v'doidi li. That's what the Sfasemes says. Thought of a mashal. I had the opportunity this summer to go on a trip with John to LA, and we walked through airports a lot. And in Phoenix, we stopped off in Phoenix. The airport there, we had a good time walking on. They have it here also. They have these walkways that move, you know, like an escalator but flat. Some people stand on it and just get, you know, with all their luggage, and they just get moved down the hallways of the airport. And some people walk on it and it doubles their speed. I was in Baltimore a little while later. I went with my kids to an airport just because there was an exhibit there. And they spent a lot of time just walking back and forth on those flat escalators, on those walkways, racing each other, you know, one on the electronic one and one on the regular one, to see if it really helps. It's moving you along. Imagine if you would have a walkway like that. But you can't stand on it. If you stand, it stops. If you stand still, it stops. But if you take a step, then it starts moving and it helps you move faster. Can you imagine that? Imagine you get on with your knapsack, you get onto the walkway, it stops. You take one step, it moves you. You really took the equivalent of two steps. You take three steps, you really took six steps. But if you stop walking, you're taking zero steps. Imagine we had such a walkway. That would be an L walkway. You have to take steps if you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take steps towards you. You have to take steps. It has to be Ani L'Doidi and then V'Doidi Li. But if it will be Ani L'Doidi, every step that we take towards Hashem, the ground is moving underneath us, moving us closer to Hashem. We're getting Siyata D'Shmaya. We're getting pulled faster. We're getting that special Elul Siyata D'Shmaya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is drawing us close to Him. So if we don't take any steps towards Hashem, Hashem's not going to be pulling us close. The escalator stops if you stop. But if you take even one little step, then that's the way to move, then you took the equivalent of two steps. The Dai Di Li. There are two attitudes that I find in El that people have that are both destructive. Different places and different ages. When I talk to the Bachram, by Moshe Seder, I'm going to talk more the types of feelings I think that they get at younger ages. In older ages, we have different feelings. In younger ages, it's a depressing time. We feel a lot of pressure. We feel like we have to do what's right. We wonder if this El will finally stop doing the things we're doing wrong. As we get a little older, when El comes, we just try not to think about that it's El. Because it's just like too much to get into already. We're just trying not to focus on it. It's too much. We're just trying not to get into it too much. It's too hard for us. El is a tremendous, tremendous opportunity, and we should feel tremendous, tremendous simcha when El comes. Tremendous simcha. The Mashgichim used to write the wonderful Yomim Nechmadim, the wonderful days of El are coming. The happy days of El are coming. It's an unbelievable day. I'm on this amazing electronic walkway. Every step I take towards Hashem, Hashem is taking a step towards me. If I take two steps, Hashem is moving. I went four steps. This is a tremendous month. Every movement that I move towards Hashem, Hashem is being mashpia, Hashem is bringing down, Hashem is moving towards me. It's an amazing month. We can't lose sight of it. Zevi Trank, about a year ago, a year and a half ago, gave me a sefer, a very, very fascinating sefer called Nefesh HaYeshiva. And in that sefer, he has in the back, and he has a few pages about El. And he's trying to heal the wounds that Bachram have during El. And he says there, an amazing thing, he says there, Rabbi Itzel Petterberger, was a Talmud of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, says that one El, he got up to darshan in front of a tzibur, and he got up, and he opened the parades, he opened the curtain, in front of the Sefer Torah, in front of the Sefer Torah, and he started crying in front of the tzibur, and he said, "Moide ani lefanecha Hashem elokeinu. I am thankful to you, Hashem our God. V'hashevach v'ha'hidoya lecha. And praise and thanks are to you. Al shenosata lanu es ha'chodesh ha'elul hazeh. That you've given us this month of Elul. Mora de Kule Alma, Master of the World, Anu Mekablim Esoelo Ve'ava Ubesimcha. We are being Mekabel. We receive, we will accept this Elul with love and with joy." This is not Chassidish, Rabbi Yisrael. This is not the, I'm not telling you that a Rebbe did this. This is the Talmud of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Talmud of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter got up and he thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, and the whole tzibur started crying. Out of the strong emotion of the closeness to Hashem that he was describing. He thanked, "Thank you Hashem for giving me an Elul. We're Mekabel Elul, not with fear and trepidation." It was of course Eima of Din also. But what he wanted to bring out is we're being Mekabel the Elul with love and with joy. That's true Elul. Elul is an unbelievable opportunity. We blow Shofar and Rosh Hashanah, it's the most severe time of the day, the Pachar Hadin. We blow Shofar and Rosh Hashanah, and after we finish blowing Shofar, the Chazan sings in a very melodious voice. The Chazan sings certain psukim. And one of those psukim is Besimcha Yigilun Kol Hayom. With happiness, they rejoice the whole day. It doesn't sound like such a Rosh Hashanah pasuk. Rejoice the whole day, it's a day of judgment. They mean rejoice the whole day. Now, but Klal Yisrael understands that even though there's judgment, and we have to deal with the judgment, but the opportunity to be close to Hashem is reason to be happy. And the same thing extends to the whole Elul. Elul is the time that we're getting ready for a day of judgment. It's not easy sometimes to face ourselves. It's not easy, and we need a mahalach. We need a mahalach how to do it. But we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that the Rabbanu Shlomo's in town. Hashem's in town. And that every step that I take towards Hashem, Hashem is taking a step towards me. And unbelievable, incredible opportunity. If we were able to put our fingers on it, to grasp the greatness of the opportunity, we'd walk around with smiles on our faces, the whole Elul. So let's take this Esayiris to try to carry on. We have a half of Elul left, a little more than half left, to carry on with Simcha.